Missouri frequently ranks at or near the bottom of national rankings that consider roadway systems. In this morning's Newsmaker, we hear from the regular contributor for MoDOT Monday that the statistics usually don't take into account Missouri's uniqueness geographically and financially.
Currently, our system is the seventh largest in the United States as far as roadway miles and bridges both, but our revenue per mile ranks 48th, so we're second to lowest there.
Area engineer Randy Mendenhall of the Northwest District says Missouri's road miles per capita are high, but the revenue per mile spent on maintenance is only just under $51,000, when the national average is over $238,000, over 4.5 times the amount spent in Missouri.
Our system is very efficient. In fact, our administrative costs are less than 2% of the overall funds that we get. That 2% puts us in the bottom 2 or 3 within the country as well as far as our administrative costs. So we are very efficient at using the funds we have. Unfortunately, we're just short on the funds that we need.
That means over 98% of revenue for MoDOT funding goes directly into roadway maintenance. And with a tight budget, area engineers are careful to spend wisely.
What we look at is our asset management plan, which is primarily focused on keeping our roads at the condition they are now. The funds we would need each year currently are about $73.9 million per year. And unfortunately, we only get about $68 million per year. That's for the Northwest District, which gives us a deficit of almost $5.9 million per year.
Since funding is lacking, multiple alternative funding sources are considered.
The fuel tax obviously was looked at a couple years ago, failed through the voting public, so we're looking at other options, whether it be license and registration fees, perhaps how to address the issue of the hybrid and electric cars not paying sales tax or fuel tax, and then also as vehicles become more fuel efficient, obviously they buy less and less fuel, which is less fuel tax for this department as well.
Missouri is also somewhat of a special needs state when it comes to transportation due to its central location.
So we're definitely a vital transportation system throughout the country. We have a lot of freight and public that come through our state, so we're definitely a high priority for those movements. We have a lot of trucks, a lot of heavy vehicles that pass through our state, which adds to the complexity of the transportation problems that we see. Yes, I think we have some unique situations, a combination of both urban, high-traveled roadways as well as low-volume routes that are critical for farm-to-market and, you know, dealing with larger farm machinery, farm trucks, that type of stuff. So we do see very diverse range of transportation, and it's creates some unique needs throughout Missouri that will challenge us on the transportation system side.
Flooding this year has also set back maintenance efforts.
It's made it a challenge to get that work completed, but most of our crews have been able to get a good start on their work plans and are moving forward, hoping to get those completed before the weather changes. But it has also created a hardship on those maintenance funds that are being used. Obviously, we're looking to FEMA and other places for reimbursement, but it does take a little while for those reimbursements to come through. And some of them do have a local match. FEMA may cover 80 to 90% of the cost, but there is that 10 to 20% that we have to pay at times. The main thing we look at is the best use, the most efficient use of public funds. And I think as an organization, MoDOT does a great job of utilizing those funds in an efficient manner with the the resources that we have. We continue to look for alternative funding routes to help us fill those gaps and that deficit that we have within our funding needs.
For interview excerpts, you can go to our website, kmzu.com. Listen every weekday, 7:25 a.m., for the Daily Newsmaker segment. For KMZU, I'm Matt Griffith.